You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Hockey, yeah.
My favorite.
It's Judd's Hockey Show.
It's Judd's Hockey Show with breaking news. Of course, we did a Judd's Hockey Show this morning, which Declan and I went through a list of potential trade targets off the report that the Wild is looking for a top six forward, but we didn't know they were also looking for, and this is not a shock, to get bigger and stronger. And that is what they have done this afternoon. Bill Guerin sending a fifth-round pick to the Broadway Blue Shirts, the New York Rangers, for... That's their name, the Broadway Blue Shirts, baby. Shirts. Anyway, Ryan Reeves coming back in return. I've seen a lot of tweets thus far already. What are the Wild doing? This doesn't address the scoring, which is accurate. Declan, though, my first comeback is, you know what? This makes them stronger and tougher, and the next time somebody runs Kirill Kaprizov, somebody's going to have to answer for that, and that makes it more likely that you create more room. Although he won't be on the same line, Ryan Reeves creates more room for a guy like Kaprizov.
Okay, let's look at this in two ways. Number one, the positive way. All right, they're drastically undersized. Okay, the Wild are one of the smallest teams in the NHL. They just are. Look up and down at their stud players. Matt Boldy's a tall guy, but Kirill's smaller. In size, even though he can't be knocked around. Matt Zuccarello's smaller. Their defenders are smaller. I don't
hate
that.
No one scares you.
Yeah. They're not going to, outside of Foligno, this is not a very large team. Ryan Reeves adds some size. Two, he's a character dude that wanted to change the scenery, knows Bill Guerin, and he is basically going to play the Pat Bev role, the AJ Pierzynski role, the pain in the ass role that a lot of Wild fans are familiar with Ryan Reeves. I mean, he played for the Knights 2 years ago when they're in that playoff series. He throws his weight around. He can be a cheap shot artist to a degree. I think he's actually drastically misunderstood. I don't hate that from all that vein. Where I'm a little confused, if we just did a whole episode that was literally posted 3 hours ago and I neglected to bring up Ryan Reeves. He didn't fall into this category, even though he was on the list that I was reading off to you. This does not fix top six scoring. You know, this does not make you a better offensive team necessarily. It's a fifth round pick 2 drafts from now. I really don't. That doesn't matter to me. Like, it's a fifth round pick from two. Like, go and look at your fifth round pick history and you tell me all the studs the Minnesota Wild found with their fifth round pick. I don't care about the compensation that goes back. But the Wild have an offensive scoring issue. And maybe you make the case that because Ryan Reeves is on this roster, it opens things up offensively because there'll be more lanes X, Y, and Z. Okay, to a degree. But this doesn't fix the offensive issues that are plaguing the Wild all season.
So if they are indeed pursuing, if Bill Guerin is pursuing a top six forward, that's not going to stop now. But yes, this opens up more room on the ice because, you know what? Some are going to say this is a bad thing, but the reality is this. Bill Guerin just obtained a guy who is considered one of the premier fighters and toughest guys in this league. Like Foligno, he can fight. He's not bad at it. But Ryan Reeves is a guy who would have fit in perfectly in 1985, 1992, okay? So he is going to, if somebody takes a run at a player now, what happens is, either that guy or the toughest guy on the team is going to have to fight a premier fighter. So the hope is that they don't take runs. You know, this is a third or fourth line guy. I'll be curious to see if they try and stick him on the wing at all with Ek and Foligno. Greenway is coming back, but it sounds like he's not going to be on that line, at least when he comes back. But yeah, this is a move made independent, completely separate of trying to obtain a guy that can score goals. This guy's not going to do that. But I think that Bill Guerin probably doesn't like the fact that both emotionally in the room and on the ice, the Wild look pretty meek so far.
For sure.
Looked pretty meek. It didn't last year. It's looked pretty meek. This guy has a big presence, a big personality. And he has a big style of game. And you know, make no mistake, as much as Bill Guerin might have taken his GM skills into the 2022 analytics-driven world, he is still an old-time player. And so I think what he is, I think he probably did not like what he had seen from this team as far as the makeup didn't appear to be working, but it's not because it's bad guys. So I think what the hope is now is that Reeves on and off the ice will galvanize this team and provide sort of an emotional wake-up call. Remains to be seen, but that's my analysis, is that when you look at the guys who have tried to fight the fights, right? Mm-hmm. Duhame or Mason Shaw, God bless them for that. But this gives you a legitimate, okay, I'm scared of this guy. And off the ice, it gives you a big presence. Ryan Reeves is a big presence personality-wise.
You could say the acquisition of Ryan Reeves helps find the Wild's identity, can't you, Judge Zolgad? Now that they're having an enforcer and they have a bigger guy here that helps establish more of that identity that we're all so greatly looking for.
You still got to work your ass off.
Yes, and I'm aware. By the way, hit the subscribe button if this is the first time you're watching Judd's Hockey Show. This is Score North. We are daily Minnesota sports entertainment. That's Judd Zolgad. I'm Declan Goff. Minnesota Wild, if you're just joining us, have traded for Ryan Reeves. They surrender a 2024 fifth-round pick. No salary retained by the Wild. And yes, I'm aware the YouTube comment section, hey, Declan, you know Kirill Kaprizov was a fifth-round pick? You can't really throw him away. That is one out of a million, my friends. That is one out of a million. If you even look at the fifth-round picks that the Wild have taken before, Tanner Faith in 2014, never heard of him. Jacob Golden in 2017, never heard of him. Carson Soucy, okay, congratulations. A guy
you
who
can get fifth-round picks
a bit
back.
Of bomb guy. Yeah, that's
just
not...
Just trade for him.
I have no problem with the compensation going back. It is interesting, though, that they've made this kind of first domino trade. And it's probably more of the name that's shocking than the player that they're getting back, you know, because Ryan Reeves is, you know, yeah, he's not an offensive juggernaut. We were talking about how the trade deadline's still, you know, 4 months away. Trades aren't going to start picking up. Well, here's the first trade out of the horse's mouth that the Wild are able to get for Ryan Reeves. So, yeah, maybe this opens a couple things up offensively. It gets you and Marcus Foligno, two guys that are not afraid to throw some punches and throw some weight around. I don't hate that. It makes you tougher. It just makes you a lot tougher. And if Guerin is kind of concerned with what this identity is on the ice, if they can't score a lot of goals, well, can they play a grittier physical style? I'm not sure if that's going to translate into a lot more wins, but they had to do something, right? Like they had to make some type of move to help make this team better. That first move for right now is trading for Ryan Reeves. And who knows? You know, Billy had a flash of moves that he made last season. Is this the first move of many or more that are to come? Who knows? We'll see. But on the surface, I don't hate it. It doesn't solve the problem, in my opinion, that's plaguing the Wild.
So Reeves, just to be clear, contractually set to become an unrestricted free agent. So he is probably one and done here. 35. I just saw a comment one back about, so in fact, if you can put this back up, Dex, it's the last comment before this Jake one. Right here. Yep, Michael Stone. So you guys want the Wild to be goonish. There's a difference between I'm not being goonish in today's league does not work. So, no, I don't. Do I think that Bill Guerin wants them to be tougher? Absolutely. Do I think that Bill Guerin got frustrated by the fact that this team is pretty small and was losing board battles right and left? I mean, I can't tell you the amount of games – at the X, where the Wild is losing the exact type of battles that they seem to win a lot last year. So, yes, I think he wants this team to be tougher. Is that goonish? I guess we could debate the semantics there. But hockey's still a tough sport. Hockey is still a tough sport. And there's no question about this. Teams will be a lot less likely to take liberties with your star players if they're afraid about the perceived ramifications. So we're not even saying that Reeves has to fight. His presence will change that. His presence will make a guy, if a guy is going to run Kaprizov, okay, and he says, you know what? What do I have to lose? All right. Here's how it works, though. Now, it works like this. If a guy who is not that big runs Kaprizov, the toughest guy on the opposing team is going to have to fight Reeves, or he thinks that. It's Ryan Reeves. He is a top three, fighter in this entire league now. Mm-hmm. That the other tough guy might be like, dude, don't run Kaprizov. I got no interest in fighting that fight. So right there, you clear things up. You create more space. It's not the goon. It's the perception of what the guy can do if you are forced to fight. And so like that's how this works. And I understand it sounds Neanderthal, and I understand that there are some hockey fans in now who are offended by what I just said. But the reality is that's what Bill Guerin looked at. And I just urge you, go back and watch some of the battles. And I'm just talking the physical ones, not the fights, that the Wild had lost.
Yeah.
Ryan Reeves will help correct that a bit. And you know what? If he lights up some teammates because they don't work hard enough, good. This team deserves that right now.
No, absolutely. I don't think it's going to be a poor trade for them. In fact, I'm just curious how he slides in, where he slides into that roster. I see some fans even saying put him with Matt Boldy. Maybe that opens up things for Boldy. I don't see him, you know, moving up to a top line where he's, you know, being an enforcer for Kirill. They're not going to split up Mats and Kirill, and nor should they.
Eck and Foligno.
I mean, Greenway comes back to the ice when they play tonight against Winnipeg. So, I mean, when you just look at it, I guess now that I'm kind of saying a lot of things out loud and thinking more out loud, I mean, you have Greenway, you have Foligno, you have Ryan Reeves, you have Brandon Duhaime, who's not afraid to drop the gloves. I think Bill, unless there's another big trade coming here, is looking and seeing that, okay, we lost Kevin Fiala, and also we are no longer the offensive team we're projected to be. We can't flip a switch and make our team better offensively. How can we pivot? How can we pivot? And what are the resources that are available for us to pivot? They're clearly going to bank now that size and a little more physicality is what they have to do to win hockey games. Kind of what you've been saying from the start of Frederick Goudreau, stop trying to be the number one center, even though you're playing with these guys, right? Sam Steele, he's motivated, he's great. You can't out finesse those type of guys. Well, that's true. And to your point, that's where a guy like Ryan Reeves more fits into the workman style, to now this physical style. That's what Guerin's banking on here. Again, are more moves potentially coming down the pipeline? I don't know, maybe. But what is more easier, I guess, what's more obtainable for this Wild team to do? Can they acquire a guy like Ryan Reeves and play more of a physical style? Yes, they can. Can they plug in one extra forward that, you know, we talked about, named a litany of players? Will one extra guy make this team all of a sudden go from a 29th offense to a top 10 offense? No. So I think what Guerin is banking on is there was a gap with the physicality. I can fix that. All right, plug and play Ryan Reeves. Now we're more physical and we're a bigger and better team from the size standpoint. There isn't going to be a player that I can plug in and make us better offensively. Now, again, does this work out for the Wild? No, because it's playing this physical style. Does this translate to more wins? I don't think it does. I would love to be proven wrong, obviously. But I think that's what Guerin's thought process was here on trying to get a guy like Reeves.
It changes your potential style of play for sure. And I think the reality and the problem is they wanted to play a style. And they know, again, this is why. They know what their identity is. They were just ignoring it. And so, like, this is probably gets a guy benched who deserves to be benched. And it also creates now, I think when we're talking about another trade, too, we talked about the prospects of a trade for a top six guy who could score some goals. The more I think about it, too, you know, you need to find a compliment for Boldy. Fiala was great. Those two had chemistry. I don't think we have found anyone on this year's team right now who's got chemistry with Boldy. So if they could find that, it would be fantastic. But yeah, this is going to give you the ability now, I think, to open up ice. And Reeves is an intimidating dude to his teammates, I'm sure, too. So if I go out there and have a half-ass shift and I go in the corner and I don't come out with a puck, my guess is I'm going to be talked to. And, you know, God bless him. Jared Spurgeon don't scare me.
No.
So if the guy with a C comes and says, you should work harder, I'd be like, yeah, Jared, I should. But okay, thanks, bye. When Ryan Reeves says, hey, come here, it's going to have a little bit more potential impact. So for a fifth-round pick in a couple of years, I think the trade is absolutely fine. Do I think it's a goon move and that we're about to watch the Charlestown Chiefs? No, I don't. Do I think that there is still – do I think that this now dismisses a potential trade for a top six forward, which, by the way, I am not guaranteeing gets done because, I mean, that is That's going to be a big asking price, but no, I think that those calls ongoing. In fact, there's a chance that Bill Guerin stumbled upon Reeves when he was calling the Rangers about different things. So, long story short, I like it. I think it's absolutely fine. This team definitely felt like it needed a shot of something. Mm-hmm. This will at least short term provide a little bit of that. Your final thoughts?
A couple notes. Now that the Wild have acquired Ryan Reeves, and they have now 1.7 of Reeves' cap hit on the book. So basically, they waive Tyler Jost. He goes to Buffalo. They inherit the salary because they claimed him on waivers. That opened up $2 million extra. Now you have Ryan Reeves at $1.75 million. So the Wild are currently at 2.2 in cap space per cap friendly. So they still have a little bit of a cushion. Teams like to kind of still be in that million to $2 million range for call-ups and for emergency stuff. So this does shrink the little bit projected cap space the Wild have. They are capped up at 23 players, so they're at their roster limit. I'm guessing he won't dress tonight against the Winnipeg Jets. Maybe he gets on the plane and dresses. I highly doubt it. But I'm just curious where he fits in, because now the more I'm just thinking about it and talking about it, I don't hate the gamble of saying, hey, this is a size thing. Like, this is let's get Eck, let's get Greenway, let's get Reeves, let's get Duhaime, let's get more size on our bottom six to push people around. My other last thought would be, so these two, I believe, played together in Pittsburgh, and Marc-Andre Fleury, Reeves, and I think Bill Guerin. I think was Guerin, or no, excuse me, Marc-Andre Fleury and Reeves were together in Vegas with the Golden Knights.
Yes.
So they have a history together, and that Bill Guerin wouldn't be adding someone to the room that he wasn't a fan of. So I will default. GMs are going to whiff on acquisitions, on signings in all sports. I think you and I are maybe a little bit more bullish on Bill Guerin. I think actually a lot of Wild fans and media are probably more bullish on Bill Guerin because he mostly is a straight shooter. I trust that Ryan Reeves being put into this room is not going to be a detriment. You know, like he wouldn't acquire someone like this knowing that, he's acquiring someone that is going to hold people accountable and is positive in the room. He's a personality, dude. Like, he's kind of a goofball, but in a good way. So I'll default maybe blindly. Trust Bill Guerin that he's making the right move, bringing in someone to the room, and I don't think that's going to cripple anything or be a detriment in the locker room by any means.
This room had been very meek. This room was very meek. I was not impressed. I loved it last year. I just felt it was meek. So, no. This is I'm with you for a fifth round pick. It's absolutely fine. That's it. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Judd's Hockey Show twice today. Not once, but twice. Breaking news. Ryan Reeves traded to the Wild from the Rangers in exchange for a fifth round pick in 2 years. If there's more breaking news, we'll be back. But until then, we'll probably see you around, I don't know, Friday or something.
That's right. Hit the subscribe button for daily Minnesota sports entertainment. This is Judd's Hockey Show. And I think Bill Guerin, when he made this trade, had just one thing in mind.
Listen, you guys know what this is all about, right? Right? What's it all about? Spurgy?
Hard work and having fun.
That. This is about winning.
Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. The College Football Playoff Committee made their decision on Sunday, and as much as I loathe the idea of Ohio State losing their way into the College Football Playoff, I 100% agree with OSU making it in over Bama. Nick Saban citing some hypothetical point spreads to prove his point that the Tide deserve a spot in the College Football Playoffs holds little substance when you consider Bama's best win is over Texas. No, the committee got it right. TCU had a great season with far more ranked wins than Bama and didn't deserve to lose their spot after playing a surging Kansas State in a championship game. And Ohio State, while not playing some of their best ball later in the season, was still 12-0 until they came face-to-face with my Wolverines. While the College Football Playoff system isn't nowhere near as good as it could be, it's better than what we had. And in a few years, it will be better for all of college football. Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and esports, we've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. And don't forget, BetOnline for the NHL, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.